Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and tonight I'm pleased to have Jordan Dain with me live on the show. Best-selling, critically acclaimed author Jordan Dain's gritty thrillers are ripped from the headlines with vivid settings, intrigue, and dark humor. Publishers Weekly compared her intense novels to Lisa Jackson, Lisa Gardner, and Tammy Hope, naming her debut novel, No One Heard Her Scream, as Best Book of 2008. Dain also penned young adult novels for Harlequin Teen. Formerly an energy sales executive, she now writes full-time and shares her Texas residence with two pampered rescue dogs. Welcome, Jordan. I'm excited to have you on the show tonight.
Well, I'm very happy to be here with you, Deborah. I'm actually kind of happy to be pretty much anywhere.
Well, I'm glad you're here tonight. We're going to have fun. All right.
Yes, we are.
So let's get in and tell us about your story, Mr. January.
Mr. January. The book is in print right now and available, but the e-book is on pre-order for a special price of $2.99, and it's going to be released on April the 11th. The story kind of centers on Zoe Meager. She found out that her best friend, Katie, was abducted, and she thinks human traffickers have her. So the story, the very first scene starts out where she's outside a horrific fire in a warehouse, and she thinks her friend is inside because of all the time she's tried to find her and the rumors about a gang keeping women there from the trafficking ring. So Zoe is not to be daunted. She is trying to get into that flaming building, and the firefighters are holding her off. And they don't know her, but she ends up being a strong woman and finds a way into that building to look for her friend. And a theme in some of my books is that blood does not define family, and these two women are closer than sisters. They were raised in a foster care system, so there's a really strong bond between them. And, of course, Zoe risks life to search for her friend in that burning building. And she comes across, inside that inferno, a wounded man, and she thinks he's trying to kill her. The mysterious man and has no name for her because they weren't exactly introduced. And she later starts calling him Mr. January. There's a funny story about that in the book. And Mr. January, of course, isn't alone. He has a partner, a four-legged partner, outside that building. It's a large black Tibetan Mastiff dog. And it's an interesting character to Carl. His name is Carl. So he is completely devoted to his master, and he adds a new dimension to the story because of he's just a character. And so Zoe's only hope to find Katie is after the fire goes down and everything else, the police are trying to get her to stop looking for her friend. She knows that the only person who has any connection to him is this mysterious man, Mr. January. So she goes and risks her life again to go find him. And that's how it starts.
Wow. That's a very exciting start. Very exciting. And I have to say that I'm intrigued by your story. And here's one fact about me that many people don't know. I once had to carry both my sons out of a burning house and then go back in for my mother-in-law, Schnauzer, who wouldn't follow me out. And that's one of the hardest things I ever had to do, going back into a burning house for her dog. So I have a lot of respect for firefighters and anyone who chooses to go into a burning building. It takes a lot to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's an incredible story.
Yeah. So a little bit of true life here. All right. Now, what kind of real-life research elements have gone into your books?
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the fire. I did a lot of research on fire for another story that I did earlier, and I used an expert, Joe. I get to where I don't use his full name anymore. He's kind of a mysterious guy. But I found him on, I think, a weapons board. I was trying to tell my mom, I found a really nice guy on a weapons forum. But anyway, he is a volunteer firefighter and an EMT. He was a weapons expert, and he's a hostage rescue guy, and he's also was a mercenary at one point in his life. And so what we would do is I would critique his writing in exchange for his expertise. And man, I tell you, that guy just added so much dimension, you know, not only from the medical, you know, EMT perspective, but also firefighting. And in the scene where Zoe is going into that building, she actually feels her hair smoldering on fire because she's too close to the flames. And the stench of the hair and knowing that she still crawls through that fire. And then knowing what a rolling fire does in a building, people die from smoke inhalation and gas build up in there before they even die of the flames. And it's a horrific thing. I had to actually look up, you know, people's dead bodies with what they look like when they've died from smoke inhalation to get the descriptions right. So I've done, you know, that kind of thing for this book. And I attended a Citizens Police Academy with my small town, Edmond, Oklahoma, and when I lived there, over 45 hours of training. We did tours of their different facilities, ride-alongs, worked with a canine unit and the bomb squad and worked on the firing range. I toured the FBI at Quantico and the CIA at Langley and the State Department in Washington, D.C., and I've toured a state-of-the-art crime lab in Oklahoma. So I like to, you know, start out with doing online queries on the Internet, but then I want to have a little small library of things that I keep with me always for crime fiction, and I also have experts I like to talk to, and sometimes they're new people all the time to me, but research is the thing for crime fiction. You have to get it right.
Oh, yeah. You sure do. You sure do. Those are fascinating experiences. Gosh, I wish I had like maybe 10 hours to talk to you about all this because I would have a million questions.
I do have a lot of information about that, you know, because you get excited about the research. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. So we only have a 15-minute show, so I want to make sure that listeners know where they can find you on the web before we get too carried away. So can you give us your website real quick?
Yes. My website is www.jordandane.com. And if they go on there, they can look on my contact page. There's you can do a sign up for on my mailing list, which I give out exclusives and giveaways. And I also sometimes, when I have a new release, I'll give away free advanced reader's copies, the ARCs, in exchange for an honest review to post on Amazon or Goodreads. And so if they're on my mailing list, they'll get an ability to do that. And I'm also can be found on killzoneblog.com, which is an award-winning blog site for writers, recognized by Writer's Digest and other sites. It's a very popular site. There's 11 of us that contribute on that blog, and it's incredible. Even as a contributor writer on that, I learned so much from the other writers and from our community of followers. We have some very talented author people that follow us as well.
Very cool. Very cool. And that was killzone.com?
Killzoneblog.com. Yes, we have a new blog website there.
Okay.
So, yeah, killzoneblog.com.
Now let's let our listeners know where they can find you in person in 2017. Do you have events coming up?
No, I really don't. I have books coming out every 2 months through July. So, and then in the fall, I have another book coming out. I believe it's September. But in between there, I just don't have time, you know, to do a lot of travel unless it's really short or in town here in San Antonio where I live. But I do plan on doing some personal travel. I want to go back up to Alaska. I lived in Alaska for 10 years, and I want to go back up there. I was just up there a year or so ago, and I want to visit Colorado with some friends. So I don't have any conferences for 2017 right now. But that's because I'm busy writing, which is what authors are supposed to be doing, right?
That's exactly it. So more books, that's a good thing. And we can always find you on the web.
Absolutely.
All right. So now I wanted to know, what is your favorite part of writing thrillers?
You know, I have to say that I am so intrigued by every storyline I come up with. There's some research that just completely enthralls me. Like lately, I've been obsessed with snipers and SEAL training, and there's a lot of videos online, and I just get wrapped up in them. I also watched on Vimeo the video online spot. There was a whole expedition of mountain climbing up Denali in Alaska, And I had to use that for one of my stories, my YA stories. So, you know, I got to see a whole expedition of people talking, you know, with little cameras inside their tents and the weather and all of the hardships to get up to that mountain. And it was incredible. So I love that. I like learning or trying new plot structures to include twists to fool the readers. And I love discovering compelling anti-heroes and secondary characters that you could spin off on their own stories. And I just love learning new ways to craft my writing and improve what I'm doing. I don't want anything to be stagnant. I don't want it to be same old, so I'm always trying to find new ways to reinvent myself as a writer.
And when it's exciting for you, it's exciting for the reader, too. So that's a double plus.
Yep, absolutely. It's a lot of fun.
How do you get into the mind of your diabolical villain?
I actually love dwelling there. It's so terrible. I must be an awful person. In my last story, the novel that I wrote, it's actually one of my new series, my Riker Townsend FBI Profiler series. The book is called The Last Victim. And I did extensive research into serial killers. And I studied books from classic FBI profilers, people that actually hunted these serial killers, and created the first profile, the science of profiling. That's John Douglas, Robert Ressler, and Roy Hazelwood. And so I have a library of their books. And this particular series, my Riker Townsend series, it started out set in Alaska. And this profiler, there's a paranormal, slight paranormal component of what he does. He sees the last images on the retinas of the dead in his dreams. And it comes to him in clues. Wow. Sometimes the dead come to him, and they send him signals and different images, and he has to decipher what's real and what's not. And so the tagline for that series is, "When he sleeps, the hunt begins." And that was an incredibly vivid story to write. I placed it in Alaska, and I put a lot of my personal experiences of when I went hiking in Alaska, float planes. I mean, I did a lot of really amazing things when I lived up there, things I never would have done in the city. And so I put everything into that storyline, and I love that book. And in my latest project that I'm doing right now, I have the wickedest bodyguard specialist in there. Her name is Kaiko Kayakova. She has borderline criminal. She is my anti-hero. And she is in Mr. January, and she's so nasty, lovable in that thing, just dark humor. She's just an intriguing character. She's going to have her own book in the future, I know, because I just have to discover her backstory. When you give a woman like this, who she has this beautiful ethereal quality from her Japanese mother and the killing instincts of her Russian father who trained her, then, you know, she is given this, she works for a group that believes in vigilante justice. You can imagine giving her a gun and telling her it's okay for you to shoot people. You know, she just goes off the deep end sometimes, and I want to explore that in her. I want to explore what it's like. You know, when you start a group like Mercer does in this series, he's got a lot of humanity to him, and he's an intriguing man, very thoughtful and thought-provoking kind of guy. But Kaiko's not like that. She just reacts, and she's almost like a serial killer, very sociopathic. Yeah. And so it's kind of going to be interesting to see how they divert and how they approach their jobs.
So that's the one you're working on now. What is the title, and when can we expect that one?
That book is Out for Blood, and it's going to be the second book in Mercer's War series, which, you know, Mr. January's book number one, and that book number one is sort of the longer story. It tells a lot about, it starts with Zoe, but it ends a lot with him. And it's the book two is going to be a crossover with Sable Hunter's Hell Yeah series in Amazon Kindle Worlds. Are you familiar with Amazon Kindle Worlds and how they work?
Yes, I certainly am. I have one coming out in. So, yes.
Oh, it's incredible. I'm glad you did that. So you'll get your feet wet with this. But generally, the on Kindle Worlds are shorter reads. They're like novella length. and they're priced by Amazon at $1.99 generally, and they're in ebook fashion, and they're written like fan fiction. So you take somebody's great series like Sable Hunter has with her Hell Yeah, and Desiree Holt with her Omega Team, and some other books that are coming out in the future here, and you just work with your great cast of characters and you merge them with your own, which is what I like to do. So in the case of Out for Blood, you know, we learn more about Mercer, and he's created this unique band of heroes, and he's got a fortress in the mountains of Wyoming called Zion, which means heaven, and it's a high-tech underground command center, and it's got a beautiful setting, and he launches his operations out of there. He's backed by a network of wealthy benefactors across the world who believe in vigilante justice and crossing over international borders and jurisdictions to wield that justice, and they're called the Alliance. And so, anyway, I've been fascinated by vigilante justice. I think these days with the Internet being so anonymous and criminals going out there and perpetrating crimes anonymously from all over the world, I think it's an intriguing thought to have somebody like Mercer out there. So that's exploring this again. Out for Blood is going to be coming out, I think, in May, yes.
Very good, very good. All right. Well, Jordan, we're out of time tonight. I want to thank you for joining me here on Book Life. It's been so much fun chatting with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was a great opportunity. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening. And next Tuesday is our wedding anniversary. My husband and I will be celebrating, so I'm taking the night off. But I will return on Tuesday, March 7th, when my guest is Bob Mayer. And we'll have another evening of Book Lights where we shine a light on good books. Have a good evening, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.